You're listening to Four Seas One Family, episode 63. Welcome to Four Seas One Family, the podcast where expats and future expats can share and learn about life experiences abroad. I'm your host, James Thomas, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan, and I'm so glad to have you traveling along with me on this journey, and welcome to the show. Welcome. Living overseas, you learn a lot of things about the culture you're living in, right? And sometimes you make really, really dumb mistakes. And, you know, the more traveling you do, you realize, hey, I better learn about places before I get there, because nobody wants to intentionally upset someone or give someone a bad impression. Nobody wants to do that. But sometimes when you see that you made a mistake, you do try, and if you care, you do try to correct for the mistakes that you have made. And also, when you live overseas as an expat for a while, the locals sometimes will, up to a certain extent, forgive you for some cultural mistakes you make, whether it's doing something or saying something, you know, especially when you're learning another language. Maybe you don't get the proper word out that expresses what you have on your mind. But, you know, it can be really, really shocking, embarrassing. But you should take it as a learning experience for not only yourself as an expat, but also for the person who may have never had any type of, well, relationship with a person from another country, and, you know, the locals. And that's how you learn both ways. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about, well, not everything. I'm talking about some cultural etiquette things, you know, talk about what things we should as expats avoid. And I won't be able to cover every nation or every place, you know, or every tiny intricate type of cultural things that you need to deal with. I won't be able to cover every country, like I said, but I'm going to talk from, say, a Westerner's point of view going overseas, okay? Because I think we are the biggest part of the mistakes the expats are making at this present time. And eventually I'll put all this information into a nice little PDF for people to download, okay? And oh yes, and look guys, if you have an iOS device, jump over to the iTunes Store or Apple Podcast over there and download our app for the iOS device, okay? Just look up Four Seas One Family, download that right down to your iPhone, your iPad, and it'll help us actually stay in communication with each other, because now you'll be able to actually leave messages directly in the app to me or to our community. And we get together and share our expat experiences. And also, look, even if you're not an expat, you know, learning how expats feel or think, it will probably be a good idea to help you learn more about people from other places. And for those of you who are on Android devices, I'm working very hard to get an app out for that platform. Before we move on, let's hear from a fellow New York expat, Inez.
Hi, I'm Inez from 40nista.com. I am a certified health coach who empowers expat women after an exhausting international move. Women always put themselves last during this period, and I help them find balance. No crazy diets or extreme exercise program, but with a customized lifestyle plan designed to give them a body they love and build confidence to ease transition into a new environment. If you're thinking about getting a health coach or just want to learn more, head over to 40nista.com.
Thank you, Inez. And without further ado, let's get into our etiquette tips. Now, once again, it's hard to define every cultural things that you can or cannot do. Even within your own culture, you may not be sure. Even in your own culture, you may find differences between the North, South, East, and West. So I'm just going to be quite general about some of the cultural yes and no's that I have gathered. And I like to think those of you or my friends internationally who pass some of these tips to me, and also members of the Expat Roundtable's a Facebook group. I really appreciate some of the tips that you have given me. But, you know, without taking up too much time, remember, I'm just trying to be quite general here. And if you would like to pass any comments over to me, you know, write a note to me or write right in a group here. And eventually I'll put this, like I mentioned, I think a while back, in a PDF. Okay. So remember, I'm going to be quite general about some of the rules I'm making and basically coming from a North American's point of view. Now, let's start with this, for example. Now, when in Africa, the North American thumbs up sign is equivalent to giving someone the middle finger or flipping them the bird in West Africa. So you got to be really careful about that, right? And in, keep in mind that in some African nations, no one is to stand with his or her head above a tribal chief or leader. So you know, if you're 6 feet 10, whatever, keep that neck down. Now, if you're traveling over to Argentina, okay, if someone invites you for dinner and show up at least an hour late.
Are you serious?
If you are too punctual, it may appear that, you're trying to be greedy, okay? So being a little tardy on your time may be a good idea, okay? And also give the host a little bit more time to get their things together. Yeah, and if you cross over to Australia, especially as a North American, you remember the celebrated outward-facing palm, the V sign palm signal thing for victory. It's like flipping someone the middle finger in Australia when the sign is displayed with the hand extended backwards, okay? That's to them, it's like telling them to, you know, up theirs or
really?
Flipping the bird. Remember that. When in Azerbaijan, engaging in intensive toasting is a high part of a dinner, okay? And remember, you know, not to speak loudly or don't rapidly consume alcohol because that is considered rude, okay? Don't be in a rush. Take your time while toasting, okay? And when in Brazil, okay, friend wrote this to me, you know, when in Brazil, pay special attention when making business appointments during major soccer events, soccer matches, okay? Because most Brazilians rather be at home watching a major soccer game, a soccer match live. They don't want to come to your meeting. No, they're going to watch this game because that's a national catalyst, okay? In Brazil and also in Turkey to some extent. The North American showing of okay is used as a symbol for a woman's backside. So, you know, you get the picture. Now, closer to where I'm at and in China, okay, you know, name cards are useful tools to introduce in yourself in formal situations. Now, name cards are associated with respectability, okay? So if you're going to a formal meeting or something like that, carry enough name cards, okay? Have a backup, okay? Don't rely on, you know, when you get there, you're going to print them up because they may get printed wrong, but okay. Well, also, never give clocks as gifts in China because that represents death. Okay, your time's up. And also, if you're offered a gift, just don't accept gifts too quickly. Kindly refuse a few times before finally accepting it. It presents itself more like a tug of war battle until the gift is accepted. Okay, I'll say 3 times is cool. The color red is usually reserved for festive events like weddings. So never wear the color red, you know, in China, Taiwan, or Korea to somber events like a funeral. Okay? Red, happy. Now, this is not always the case. There is an exception. Never use a red pen to write a person's name or red marker. That is impolite, okay? Red, in this situation, ain't good. Please, never give a man a green hat as a present. It's an ancient Chinese symbol for a man's wife cheating on him. There's some history behind that. It's a very interesting story. Now, remember, it is not polite to give someone shoes as a gift. Now, hold on a second. Now, the Chinese word, the Mandarin Chinese word for shoes sounds like the word for evil. Okay? Now, if someone does give you shoes as a gift, you should make it a business transaction. And you'll pay as little as one U.S. cent for it. Okay? Keep it a business name. It's okay. But not as a gift, because that would be like telling someone to get lost. Okay? Also, keep in mind that the number 4 is an unlucky number. As the number 4 in Mandarin Chinese sounds like the word used for death. Also in China, and to some extent here in Taiwan, never give sharp objects like knives or scissors as gifts, because these cutting implements represent the cutting off of or ending of relationships or even services. People in China, they enjoy receiving gifts. However, never give a pear, you know, the fruit, a pear as a gift, because the Mandarin Chinese word for pear sounds like the word for leaving or departing, okay? So you got to be careful with what do we got so far? The scissors, the knives, other pointed objects, and the pears, okay? Because they sound like the Mandarin Chinese word for departing or leaving. Now, umbrellas are great to use to stay dry, right? Umbrellas are cool, but don't give them as a gift in China. Now, this is because the Mandarin Chinese word for umbrella sounds like the Mandarin Chinese word for separating or breaking up. Imagine if you are a male foreigner and you're taking a local Chinese woman out to dinner, or you think you'd be cool by giving her an umbrella. She'll look at you and like, what? Already? We ended it? You know, so doing so is not a good idea to begin a relationship. Remember that, okay? Just keep that in mind. Now, also avoid giving presents that are overly black or white. These colors are the primary colors in somber events, okay? But like I said, on the flip side, red is the primary color when celebrating festive events like weddings and things like that. Now, when you are in Colombia, gentlemen, listen carefully. My friend William in Colombia told me this. If you happen to be at a salsa nightclub and you want to invite a girl from another table to dance, wait and see if it's okay with her and her group of friends before doing so, okay? Now, you should do this in case she has a boyfriend or an admirer who may perceive your actions as being flirtatious or you're flirting and become irritated, okay? We don't want to get into any fast and furious type of events in Colombia, okay? Now, some Colombians say they are very impatient drivers. So if you have the chance in Colombia and your reaction time is a little bit slow, you might be the target of some offensive sign language. Those offensive hand gestures can get you into some trouble. Now, when visiting Colombia, okay, this also comes from my friend William in Colombia, your appearance or the way of speaking may convey to the locals that you are a foreigner. Now, some locals may assume that you are an outsider who has a lot of money to spend. And local street vendors may request more money from you.
Say what?
And keep in mind that the vendors may get offended if you complain about the price they give you. In this case, it may be a good idea to take a local friend to accompany you, to assist you in getting a better offer and avoid getting any price biases. That'd be cool. So let's fly to the other part of the world. Let's go over to Denmark. The Danes are known for being very formal and paying a lot of attention to punctuality for business meetings and other formal gatherings. Okay, so you can't be too loose on your time when in Denmark or make an arrangement with Danes, because punctuality is very important. Being on time is very important. And Danes, in formal situation, they really dress well. So remember, if you're doing any business or making, you know, business arrangement appointments in Denmark, dress accordingly, very formally, to these events. And if you give any gifts, just keep in mind that your gifts may normally be opened immediately. Now, when you are in Ecuador, okay, opening your mouth widely in public is considered rude. I mean, you keep in mind that it's like you're a hippopotamus coming out of the lake with your teeth showing. You know, it may look aggressive, but don't do that. If you need to yawn, maybe cover your mouth a little bit. Now, when arriving at formal dinners in Ecuador, guests usually, here we go again, don't arrive on time. Because once again, arriving too early for dinners displays that the person or even the group is trying to be greedy. Now, but if you're an expat, however, suggested that you should be punctual. Be on time, not too much on time, okay? When at business events in France, okay, remember to shake the hands of everyone attending upon arriving and leaving, okay? It's just polite, okay? Don't walk in like you're too cool and you can't talk to anybody, or leave like you don't need, you know, to ring a bell. Shake hands with everyone and coming and going. And also, when in France, remember to use the proper titles and last names to address people, okay? Unless you are advised later to become less informal and use first names based on the person you are conversing with. And remember that if you are drinking alcoholic beverages in France, to say cheers to everyone, okay? It's just polite. If a French person positions his or her cheek facing you, it's an invitation for something called a la bise, right? A la bise, right? Little kiss, right? Now, a la bise is a light kiss on the cheek, you know, initiating a greeting. It is unclear how many kisses a person should give. And it's really regional, I guess, you know. I guess it's based on what circle of people you are with at the time. Also keep in mind that if you're from an English-speaking country, don't expect a French person to speak English. I dare you to ask me why. I dare you. Don't. Okay, it's a podcast. Now, this is something that caught my attention from an expat friend living in Finland. In casual conversations, many North Americans usually say things like, looking forward to seeing you again. Well, when in Finland, locals, after you say something like that, may expect you to follow up to what you said and plan to, in this case, see you again. You know, many North Americans, you know, they say things, they see you tomorrow, see you, you know, looking forward to seeing you again. I hope we can get together soon. Well, if you're in Finland and you say that, people may expect you to follow up. So this is a situation of what you say is really kept at heart. Going a few steps next door, when in Germany, it is considered impolite to show up late for appointments. I said that. And it's expected that everyone arrives early for appointments. So they must have a hard time arranging meetings in Europe. The EU must be having big problems. Some can arrive a little bit late, some on time, but that must be a big problem. Oh, and when you're in Germany, when you're at someone's home having dinner, for example, wait until the host announces the starting of dining. Don't start jumping in that grub like, you know, it's like halftime in a football game. No. So wait for the official beginning. Now, coming closer to where I'm at here in Taiwan, in South Korea, remember to remain quiet on public transportation because, you know, making loud noises is just considered rude in South Korea. And something interesting to me, and has a lot to pertain to how people in North America love to smile. Well, a focused smile in South Korea is insulting and indicates that the person thinks the person that they are smiling at is not too bright or an idiot.
Oh my God, what an idiot!
You know that look, you know. Be careful about that. And when in India, never order beef as a meal, as cows are considered sacred animals. Go on the duck a little bit. Go a little bit on the duck. Maybe a little bit on the chicken, but never the beef, okay? And also when doing business in India, it is considered impolite to directly say no to business propositions. You know, it's better to say something like, it's inconvenient to do this to do something at a certain time. But don't just outrightly say no. So this is a situation where being directly negative, as you say in this case, on a subject can cause some hard feelings. In Japan, loudly slurping up noodles is considered a compliment to the chef or cook. And that's a compliment that I'll be quite happy to do while getting down on my ramen. No special effects now, but remember that. Hey, also keep in mind that because sushi is raw, it is considered rude to place anything like a wallet or cell phone near these items as they may spread germs to these dishes. So, you know, a lot of Westerners, even in some situations here in Taiwan, people love taking out their cell phone and putting it right next to them.
Anta baka.
Don't do that in Japan because that will not make the cook very happy. A friend of mine in Japan, he mentioned that never bring your own drinks into a bar in Japan. If you need to do so, keep it unseen. I can understand that. Now, knocking on the door is usually cool, right? But when in Japan, when you want to enter a room to meet someone, knock on the door no more than twice. Okay? Boom, boom. That's it. No more than twice. Otherwise, it appears that you are rushing the person on the other side of the door. And oh, please, whatever you do, just don't. Turn the knob or pull the handle. It's just rude. If you are sick or ill, slightly have a slight cough or something, remember to wear a mask. Okay, and that goes for not only in Japan but everyone. Keep your germs to yourself. And also, when you're in Japan, never complain about waiting too long or waiting too long in a line. Okay. Just don't be a crybaby. Don't be a crybaby. Now, don't touch dried fish or tsutake mushrooms when at a Suzuki fish market in Japan, you know. If you're not buying, don't touch them, okay? It's food, not a puppy. Okay, this is food we're talking about, not a puppy, okay? You don't need to pet it, no. If you're not buying this, don't touch it. That's terrible. And also, I've seen something like this happen. In Japan, if you see someone wearing a Komodo, don't touch it. Okay? For heaven's sakes, don't pull on it. Many Komodos are very expensive or have been passed down from generations. Okay? Don't pull on it to somebody's latest Nike gear. Don't touch it. Observe it. Ask if you can take a picture, but please don't touch it. And talking about pictures, right? It is considered extremely impolite to block other people while they are taking selfies. Okay? Get out the way. You don't need no photo bombing here. Impolite. Now, to some Japanese, if they offer you a name card, and you put their name card in your back pocket, that may be seen as being offensive. Okay? When you are presented a name card, handle it with care. And if you are being observed and you need to put it away, put it in a high priority location, like near your chest. Never in your back pocket, because that sounds like you're trying to tell them to kiss someplace, but we don't want to talk about that. And also, when you are blowing your nose in Japan, you know, do it in the bathroom, because blowing your nose in public is considered extremely low class and disgusting. Okay. And remember, well, if you are out for a drink in Japan, remember not to fill your own glass. Never fill your own glass. Fill the glass of the person next to you. That's kind of cool. Makes you look more polite. Never touch a Mongolian's head, hat, or, get it, horse. Okay?
What's that word again? Head, hat, and horse.
Never touch those three things if they belong to a Mongolian. You just can't walk up and say, nice puppy. No, it's a horse. Don't touch it. When you're visiting Morocco, when in Morocco, dress conservatively. Avoid wearing clothing that may expose your knees, armpits, or undergarments. Okay? So if you're from Compton and you're going to Morocco, get another pair of pants. You can't be going there ghetto style, showing your, you know, the low pants thing. Pull it up. Okay? You're not in Compton anymore. Okay? Now, once again, the finger thing. And in the Philippines, don't call someone over to you by doing the motion with your fingers curling up to you. Okay? Because to locals, it's like you are classifying them in the category of a dog. Okay? Not this curl finger up to me thing. No, don't do that. Now, when arriving at formal gatherings, greet the eldest, more important or senior person or representative first. Okay? So it's the superlatives that are important there, and work your way down, because that is considered polite. Okay? Now, generally, greet a person with a simple handshake. That should suffice. Good enough. Now, in the Philippines, when you are at, say, academic or professional gatherings or events, use proper titles and surnames until you are requested to use a person's first name, okay? Just much like in France, right? Now, if you are invited to someone's home in the Philippines, bring the host flowers or sweets. Chocolates are cool. Now, if you do bring flowers, never give white lilies or chrysanthemums, as these flowers are mainly used or displayed at somber events like funerals. Okay, so remember that white lilies or chrysanthemums. Okay, now if you want to send flowers or fruit baskets to an event, only send them after the event. Now, because sending these items before or during an event could appear that you think that the host will not offer adequate hospitality. And if you do bring along gifts, these gifts should be wrapped eloquently, because, you know, presentation is of great importance. When you are invited to a Filipino's home, dress well and compliment the host's wife on the house. Nice, you know, well, say nice things. And never, never refer to the host wife as hostess, because that has a very, very different meaning in the Philippines. You know, the dark houses, dark rooms, stuff like that. So please, please, please remember that. And from my friend in Portugal, never, never confuse the Portuguese with the Spanish. Okay, they're not the same, okay? Not the same. Not the same. And remember, you'll be very unpopular if you diss the Portuguese food. Remember, don't diss their food, man, because they'll put you on the blacklist real quick. Okay, now when you few bits over in Romania, remember to remove your gloves when shaking someone's hand. Because if you don't, it's considered rude. I don't know how they deal with that in the wintertime. You mean it's like something below zero, you got to take off your gloves? Take the gloves off when shaking hands. And also, this was sent to me by a Romanian friend. Never address anyone in Romania as a gypsy. This is a very disrespectful, derogatory term. Don't just stay away from it. Now, chocolates, fresh flowers are, and popular name brand liquors make great gifts when going over to a Romanian's home. That's great. But remember to give an odd number of flowers, because even numbers are used at somber events. Okay, and remember that gifts, like in many other nations, are usually opened on the spot in Romania. Now, if you happen to be visiting Russia, never offer anyone an even number of roses as a gift. Odd in this case is good, as even numbers are used for sad events. Remove your shoes before entering someone's home. And I'm sure most of us who live out here in Asia or from this area will have no problems with that. So remember, no matter how cold it is, take them shoes off. And I hope they have slippers your size. Now, you shouldn't, I think I have a problem with this. You shouldn't whistle indoors in Russia, because doing so, it's thought that whistling indoors may cause the homeowner to lose money. You know, that sound going through your teeth is like their money going through the door. So remember, no whistling in someone's home in Russia, because they'll think you want them to lose money. Now, when going out for dinner in Russia, people usually don't go Dutch. Go Dutch is a good joke. Okay. Now, people in Russia rather pay personally for what they have ordered. I thought the go Dutch thing was a good joke, but okay. Now, when in the presence of a Russian, don't insult religion or brag about your pro or con beliefs, okay? Just don't do it. Avoid it. On the same scale, it is usually fine for a Russian to criticize their own government, but a foreigner should never do so. So a lot of us foreigners, we take our beliefs sometimes and carry it someplace else, and by doing so, we'll be putting our foots in our mouths, keep it plural. So that's really not cool. And something is interesting to me, like never hug or kiss anyone while passing an object or a threshold, like a door or a window. You know, if you do so, that means your relationship will be over before it ever started. And never interrupt a Russian while he or she is toasting someone. I mean, you may want to, because toasting in Russia can take a long time. It can take a very long time. Don't interrupt anybody while this is going on. You'll be in a lot of trouble. Also, remember in Russia not to clink glasses together when drinking to someone who has passed away, because that clinking sound means just bad luck. And when you empty a bottle or a container in Russia, remember to place it under the table, never on it. Now, it's rude in Russia to offer a man a tie as a gift.
Really?
I mean, you got the picture, right? Offering someone a tie as a gift probably means you want them to, you know, that ain't cool. Or my Russian friend told me that many Russians tend to dress up for everything, even grocery shopping. Now, some Russians get offended with other people who dress too casually. And so they expect people to put some effort into their appearance. Russians love going mushroom picking. I think they call it mushroom hunting, right? There are many edible and delicious mushrooms in the forest in Russia. And Russians just love going mushroom hunting or whatever, you know. So don't knock it. Try it. You may like it. Now, if you happen to be visiting Spain, when meeting a Spaniard, you should greet them by saying, Buenos dias. And that means good day. And if you are leaving, you say buenas noches, and that means a good evening. And, you know, offer a simple handshake when arriving and departing. Now, males and females usually, you know, occasionally give each other a little, you know, light kiss on both cheeks. Keep in mind that Spaniards are known for being well-groomed and fashionable. And in formal situations, Spaniards usually dress conservatively, not too crazily. And dressing is very important. Keep in mind that when arriving at a meeting with a Spaniard, don't expect he or she to arrive exactly on time. Don't be surprised if the person or parties invited show up 15 to 20 minutes late. Maybe it's fashionable to show up late for some people in some cultures. Just keep that in mind. It's not you personally, it's a cultural thing. Now, when invited to a Spaniard's home, bring sweets or flowers, okay? Now, if you give flowers, only give odd numbers, okay? Because even numbers are usually reserved for somber events, okay? The number 13 is an exception, okay? Because the number 13 is considered as bad luck. And please make sure that any gift that you give is wrapped
eloquently. Stretching and yawning in public is considered vulgar. Opening your mouth and looking like a hippopotamus ain't too cool. Now, keeping with the S's, you're in Switzerland now. Being outwardly flashy, showing off, I guess, isn't generally accepted in Switzerland. And in Switzerland, people constantly greet people.
Fancy.
Even strangers in a friendly fashion. That's cool. That'll make me feel at home. It's common for people in Switzerland, and I think even to some extent in Finland, to take their time to drink their coffee before heading to the office. Now, that's a custom that I can happily assimilate to. People there enjoy their break time. It's of great importance to the Swiss. That's a habit that I would like to do a trial run on many times. And in Switzerland, remember expats, in Switzerland, it is better to maintain a calm demeanor and not raise your voice when you're dealing with, say, situations that would make you want to get more emotional. Stay calm. People avoid, like for example in Switzerland, people avoid telling civil servants that they want something. They usually explain that what can someone do to help them solve a problem. That goes a long way. So rather than telling them what you want, take the time to explain your problem and ask if you can be assisted to resolve your issue. That's a better way to go about it. People usually don't line up in informal situations, but however, they do keep an attentive eye on others and wait their turn. This is one part that was not explained to me. This one custom or habit, whatever. In Switzerland, never cut your grass on Sundays. I need somebody to email me and tell me why, because I couldn't find the answer. Never cut your grass on Sundays. If you know why you should not cut your grass on Sundays, maybe it's a rest day. You tell me why. Maybe because if you cut your grass, it'll give pressure to the neighbor to cut their grass. We don't have a lot of grass in the Bronx, but moving right along. Coming closer to Tees, Thailand. Never, this is important, never speak badly about the Thai king or the royal family. Now, remember to show respect for the king and any object of the king, you know, reflecting the king at all times. Now, anyone showing disrespect for the king can be imprisoned in Thailand for up to 15 years. Keep this in mind. Insulting the king or any object representing the king is a sure way to get you blacklisted or booted out of the country. Thai people usually greet each other, and they greet each other in an interesting way. They men say, I hope my pronunciation is right, Sawadi, and women say Sawadi Ka. I'm not sure of the translation, but it's polite to return the greeting. It's impolite not to return the greeting. Remember that. So the men would say Sawadi, and the women would say Sawadi Ka. I think that's the pronunciation. Now, while greeting someone, press your palms slightly together at chest level and bow slightly. Make sure your head doesn't hit the head of the other person opposite of you, okay? Now, if you're a man in most situations, you can shake the hand of the other man or just nod or smile at a woman. Keep in mind that Thailand is a conservative nation, so dress accordingly. Men shouldn't wear shirts that show off their chests, and women mustn't wear low-cut shirts or blouses. Keep in mind that black is a color mainly reserved for somber events. And please, show respect when visiting temples and locations that are regarded as holy. Dress properly and avoid touching religious artifacts. And on the topic of touching, avoid touching a person's head, as the head is considered holy, the temple of the soul, even a child. Remember to remove your shoes when entering someone's home, temples, religious sites, and some shops. This custom also applies to most hotels. Avoid showing people the bottom of your feet.
Disgusting!
Never place or rest your feet on tables and chairs. To do so is considered rude and simply impolite, as the feet is considered dirty. never cross or step over anyone's feet or legs. Remember to walk around. So not this step over thing if you're in a rush. Walk around. Thai people, they smile all the time. So remember to keep your smile on display. Because a smile in Thailand can get you a long way. You know, especially when you are unfamiliar with the environment. Just like in the Philippines, when in Vietnam, remember not to use your fingers like in a pulling up action when calling attention to someone, okay? Because that puts them in a lower class. They will just ignore you. Also in Vietnam, it's, as an expat, or maybe even as a local, it's common to have to go through a lot of government red tape to get things done. So keeping patient and keeping that smile can probably help you get through a lot of problems you have in there. Don't be in a rush. Also, if you're giving gifts in Vietnam, remember to wrap it up very eloquently because it's considered polite to do so. In North America, the cross finger sign to encourage good luck is bad to do in Vietnam because in Vietnam, it's considered an offensive gesture as it signifies a woman's lower part such as that. So remember that.
Wow, I covered a lot in this podcast, and I'm sure I've made some trips along the way. And if I have, you know, please forgive me or drop me some email at comments@4seasonefamily.com. And if you're on Facebook, drop by our Expats Roundtable group. We'll be glad to have you drop by the group and share with your expat experience. Once again, thank you very much for joining us for 4 Seasons 1 Family. I'm James Thomas from Taiwan. Take care. Zai jian. We'll